From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
April Ryan from inside the White House.
No. I'm self-distancing and self-quarantine, whatever you call it. I'm selfing away from
the social distancing.
And I'm staying away so I won't get it, and I won't give it to my family. Like many Americans and people around the world are doing, we're trying to be safe and trying to make sure we can mitigate and just prevent this from spreading like it's doing, this pandemic.
They're talking about trying to stimulate this economy by giving Americans, I'm not sure who gets it, but a stimulus check, like direct deposit.
Direct deposit of $700 for each American within the next 2 weeks. That's what the president says. Let's see if it happens.
The president said to stop all evictions and, if you're late on your rent, or foreclosures. Might they be figuring that in with that $700 figure?
I talked to Maxine Waters about that, and the president did say that there is an issue. A lot of people will not be able to make their rent or their mortgage payment, and because they are laid off or maybe even fired because of this slowdown or this shutdown with the coronavirus. So the government is trying to work something out. She says she wants $1,000 for every American and $500 for children. She says something has to happen to make sure this economy is still going. You would think that the HUD secretary would be working with the White House and talking about this, and he's not on the front lines of this. We haven't heard from Ben Carson, really. He's talking about prayer. But Maxine Waters and congressional leaders are trying to figure something out to send to landlords, send to mortgage companies, try to help fix this problem, because I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that are hurting who've lost jobs in the midst of this and will not be able to pay their rent. Traditional economic indicators are not reflecting the time right now. It talks about, a recession shows two consecutive downturns of the GDP. Well, guess what? We are beyond that. This is something we've never seen before. I talked to House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who says we are in the beginning stages of a recession. Make no bones about it. But in the meantime, I got some hope for people. I talked to Jay Carney, former White House Press Secretary, who's also at Amazon. Amazon is hiring 100,000 people right now.
That's incredible.
April, thank you so much. She's not at the White House because she is
doing
what we're doing. Social distancing,
yes.
But she's still our favorite journalist.
That's amen, April. Amen. And y'all pray for our girl, Yamiche. See ya.
Yes.
Okay.